Booker, tell everyone we're on page 140. Sif Yud Zayin, we're up to the last Sif of Pasul B'Kisin, and maybe the most important Sif of Pasul B'Kisin, because we're going to combine everything we learned today and get to a lot of Halacha L'Maisa. Just a couple of words of Hagdama, once again, to remind ourselves, there are three categories. Every single Mizonos product has to fall under one of these categories. Okay? Either something is Lechem, it is bread. And Lechem, as we all know, even if you have a crumb of bread, you have to make a motzi lechem min haaretz. In terms of tefillas yadayim, perhaps only on a kazayis. We're not talking about that. Benching is also only on a kazayis. But you have to make a motzi. Even if you have the smallest piece of bread, it's going to be a motzi. Okay? We have the opposite, which is maisa kadeira, which is cooked. Pasta is something that has no tzuras of pas. It was boiled and stuff like this, which is anti-bread, and therefore it's never going to be bread, even if you're kovei asuna on it. Therefore, if you have pasta and kovei asuna on it, if you're shirkvi asuna, it's always going to be mezonos. And then we have the third category that we've spoken a lot about, including yesterday, and that's the category of pasul b'kisin, which is basically flour and water, and then it is baked. But the problem is, it is one of the three categories once again. Either it's kneaded with sweet stuff, it is packed in with other foods inside of it, or it's got the crispy, crumbly crust, and therefore it is going to be borei min mezonos. If you're kovei asud anav, it's going to be amotzi lechem min haaretz. Which gets us to this din today, and that is we're going talking about something that is basically how I imagine something that looks like deli roll. Okay, you have two layers of dough, and in the middle of the dough, you have meat in it. Okay? So what will we imagine? We would assume this is like the middle category of pasul b'kisin, when it is a pocket filled with other things other than dough. Over here it is a pocket filled with meat. Look inside. The Mechaber, though, does not say this. He says, pashtida, hanefa b'tan. Pashtida that is baked in a tanar b'basar o b'dagim, with meat or with fish, o b'gvina, or with cheese. It's a pizza puff. Mivarech alava motzi uberkas amazon. The bracha is a motzi lechem in haaretz uberkas amazon. The Rama just adds in over b'dafka shafu b'tanor below mashka. That's only if it's baked without a liquid. Avim afu b'machvas mashka ain levarech alav. And just ve'ain la'acharak b'docha suda. If it's cooked with mashka, then you're not going to make a motzi unless you are also kovei asuran. Okay, but the ikar over here is this pashtita, this dough filled with cheese, meat, or fish. It is going to be a motzi lechem in haaretz. The question is why? Why is this not pasul b'kisin? Okay? So one tear, this is the Taz. The Taz quoted in Bir Halacha over here, Dimasa Pashti, Pashtida Nevis, 8 lines down, he says, Udelo Kataz Bavanas Dinze, Shisvile Da Kavana Dafka B'Kavo. The Taz writes over here, the Mechaber Eina Chanami, the Mechaber is talking about over when you're Kovei Asuda on this Pashtida, it's gonna be a Motzi Lecha Min Haaretz. But if not, then it's not gonna be a Motzi Lecha Min Haaretz. However, clearly the Mishnah Berurah is not going to Paskin like this Taz. Okay, he does not, we'll soon see, the Magen Avram completely disagrees. Why? I'll tell you the Svara before. The Svara of the Magen Avram is going to be the following. We saw the Mamre Mordechai at the beginning of Pasul B'Kisin that told us that really all three categories of Pasul B'Kisin, even though each Rishon tells a different category, but they could be, they all agree with each other. Because there's a common denominator with all Pasul B'Kisin, and that is a dessert type food. It's a dessert type food. It's a snack. And therefore, it's not going to be bread midaraisa unless you're kovei asuda alav. When you're kovei asuda alav, it turns into bread daraisa and you have to wash and bench, okay? But if you're not, then it's going to be mezonos. However, over here, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with, yes, it's a pocket filled with either meat, cheese, or fish. However, this is a suda dika type of food. And therefore, it's not pasul b'kisin. And therefore, the Mechaber is telling you, even though it is filled with something that seems to be like the shita of the Rasha, that's a pocket filled with other things other than dough, but over here, it's something that are normally kovei asud anav. And therefore, it remains bread. Because bread is something that we get satiated, or it's something you're kovei asud alav. And therefore, this pashtida is going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz. Look inside. See, cut inside. He in the Mishnah Berurah. He explains this. It's also the first sheet over here in the Bir Halacha. Look inside Mishnah Berurah. See, cut inside. He bays. See, cut inside. Tzadi Dalet. Vainu. Afilu bidelo kavalai. That is, even if you're not kovei asud alav. Velo domi lo pasul b'kisin. It's not doma to pasul b'kisin. Skip down to the next line. Dilo mivarech alayu amotzi b'lo kavasuda alayu. Which you're only going to make a motzi with your kovei asuda. Why?
the shiny hasam deinasuin likinuach sudo lematika.
Those things were all things that were made for kinuach suda, for dessert, and things that are not suda the type of foods.
Masha ein kein pashtida shememula bebasar, which is filled with meat or filled with fish or filled with cheese.
Derech la'achlam l're'avon ukedei lismol. The derech to eat them is when you're hungry, and it's there for svia. It's just like taking a meat and making a bread and making a corned beef sandwich. It's bread with meat inside of it. This is just baked together, but it's super meal type food, and therefore it's going to be a motzi lecha min haaretz. And therefore, from the last din we see over here, that even if something technically fills into one of the categories of pasa b'kissin, but it b'karn is not pasa b'kissin because it's not a snack, it's not a dessert type food, it's a meal type food, that is going to be automatically a motzi lecha min haaretz, and therefore what? Even if you have one bite of this type of food, even if you're not kovei asura, it doesn't matter. Just like if you take a piece of bread and you want one bite, you gotta make a motzi lecha min haaretz. So too over here, even if you have one bite of this pashtida, it's going to be a motzi lechem min haaretz. Any food that is possible of a kissing, in theory, but it's your kovei asura lav, it's going to be a motzi lecha min haaretz. You have to wash, you have to motzi, and birkas hamazon, which gets us to the shiloh of many different foods. Many different foods. Let's start off with the obvious one that's in our head is pizza. Okay, what's the story with pizza? So we have to ask, what is pizza? Is pizza a meal type food or is it a snack dessert type food? So very interestingly, in 1994, Rav Badner in Vitein Bracha, he wrote a tshuva on this. He has over here, and he says he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but he told Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach the following metzias. He said, in Eretz Yisrael, everyone eats pizza as a meal. Okay? But in America, some people eat as a meal, and some people eat as a snack. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman responded and said over here, Rav Shlomo Zalman Shemati, came into Be'eretz Yisrael, Ochlin Otal, Pi Rov, Kisuda, Mevarchin Amotzi, Berkas Amozo. And then, however, he says, but in America, where some people eat a snack, Upasak Shem B'Mekobos, okay, 1 second. That's true. I agree. 1 second. Upasak shemu kamos ba'artzos abri talui bedas kol echad v'echad dahainu im ochlu suda chayim levarich hamotzi berkas. If you have a suda hamotzi berkas amaz, afil apachos mishir suda v'im ochlu letanug. But if you're having it just as a snack, v'lo suda levarich mevarich bari mirim zonos kishochol apachos mishir kvias suda. You're gonna eat bari mirim zonos. Oh, so I for years yelled at this tshuva. I said, what is it going on over here? Everyone knows that pizza, Ben Eretz Yisrael, unless you're an 18-year-old, maybe Bachar, sometimes will have pizza there, but everyone else in the world has pizza as a suda. It's a suda for you go there for lunch, you go there for dinner. So Baruch Hashem, in February 21st, 2014, came out a new article on what bracha do you make on pizza. And over here, it quotes a study published, not a Jewish study, not done by Jews, by Americans. According to the study, it says an astounding 90% of the pizza eaten in America was eaten during meal times, while only 10% is eaten as a snack. And therefore, Rav Badner, the same author of the Sefer who wrote this, says, I apologize, I am Choserbo, and Rav Shlomo Zalman would agree that if that's the case, then even in America, pizza is going to be Amotzi Lachamin Arts. That's the end of the thing. Rav Pinchas Badner, well-known author of Halachas of Brachas, published by Feldheim, wrote a tshuva which was publicized in Lakewood, that although he writes in his Sefer that in America, one should not make Amotzi unless one is eating pizza for a meal, it is now clear that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal would hold that one should make hamotzi on pizza, even if it is eaten as a snack. Okay? Therefore, lechora, according to all the posts, I don't know why there's still some people only wash on 2 pieces of pizza, 3 pieces of pizza, even on 1 bite of pizza, it's poshut according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to many other posts, not just Rav Shlomo Zalman. Many other poskim say you would have to make a motzi. Why people don't do it, I don't know. Maybe they rely on the Taz. I don't know. It's clear the Mishnah Berurah's psak is going to be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And if you want edus, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zal himself at Malava Malka Motzi Shabbos was shown to bed about 4 or 5 years ago. He was in a video of it. He washed and benched on one slice of pizza. One slice of pizza, washed and benched on. So pizza, I hate to break it to you, is vadai. Hamotzi lechem in haaretz, even on one bite. Okay? That is what comes out pashit over here. Now, let's talk about some popular foods. Now, what about burekos, franks and blanks? Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah then goes on, very importantly. Okay, the question is the din over here because it's filled with basar, or is it because it is a meal type food that turns it into a motzi? The way we said is pashut because it's a meal type food. If it would be meat filled, but it would be a snack type food, that would not turn into a motzi. That would be like regular pasta or kissin. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That he says like this in the Vayit. He says v'nira pashut. If you make it into little pieces, even though you have little pieces of meat inside these little dough-filled things, and therefore it's nikkur that it's for dessert, or for that matter, for an hors d'oeuvre, or for a little bit of a side dish. Dino mamish kapashimura beperus ubishar mine mesika. And therefore, on these types of things, we bring in a mezonos, unless you're koveya asuda alaf. Therefore, on small berekas and little franks and blanks, you know, that little dough with the little hot dog inside of it, it's a double portion. According to the Mishnah Berurah over here, that's like pasta baba kisnin, and therefore you would make bereimini mizonos and alamichio, and only if you're kovei asura alav. If you have lots of them and you're kovei asura alav, then it's going to turn into amotzi lecha mina arts. What about, though, big berekas? Sometimes in yeshivas, I don't think our yeshiva does it, Baruch Hashem, but in other yeshivas, sometimes they'll serve a big bereka, and that is dinner. Okay, a big bereka is, back in the little place, you used to have a big bereka with a big hot dog going through the middle, like a large frankenblank. Okay, what about that? So, now, the Rav Korn told me that he brought one to Rav Yisrael Jermatrusky, who was a big, big rav. He's still alive and needs a refuah shleima. Bezat Hashem. He looked at it. He opened up, he examined it, as Rabbi Yisrael used to do, I think, and he says, the davar pashut is going to be a motzi lechem in haaretz. This is a sudadika type of food. If you have a large bereka, the hot dog in the middle, whatever it might be, then it's a sudadika type of food, that's going to turn it from boreimi mizaras. It's going to be a motzi lechem in haaretz, even if you have one bite. Okay, so that would be the chilek over here between the small ones that are made for a little snack versus the big ones, which are a sudadika type of food. We already earlier on talked about sweet challah, okay? Maybe machlok between the mechaber and the ramah, but our sweet challah for sure is going to be a motzi according to Rosh Hashanah for sure. What about mizonos rolls? We already learned earlier on also, but as a double portion, in addition to what we saw earlier on, that mizonos rolls are going to be a motzi lechem in haaretz because they're mamish bread, and they trick you and they put 50.1% of juice, but it doesn't taste like bread. It looks like bread. What we see over here, a mizonos roll is made for a roll to be part of your suda. It's supposed to be just take the place of a hamotzi roll. They tried putting in a mizonos roll. That's a fake. It's fake. It doesn't mean anything. It is pashut there, hamotzi lechem in haaretz, according to the psak over here. And by the way, I forgot to mention, and if you're Sfardim, you want to taina, for Sfardim it's different. In Halacha Brewer, I already told you what he said about mizonos rolls. Exactly this. Here he has on pizza. Says over here, Halacha Brewer, page Tuf Pei Dalet. Ha pizza mitzuya bizmanenu. Shenotnim ala batzek harbe gvina v'tavlin umitzak vaniyot. Berchoso hamotzi uberkas hamazon. It's Rav David Yosef. It's Rav David Yosef. Umashet toanim bizmanenu sh'ot. What? I didn't look at the Hara. It very much could be. 1 second. The haras here are very, very long. Okay, I don't know. Hey, it could be that he brings his father. Also, he says, oh, they put in some fruit juice and milk, and they add a lot of that to the dough. For us, we know that doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. Oh, just because you technically fill one of the categories of pasta b'kissin.
Okay,
Okay, he does say, Mikol Malka, if you want to get out of sneikos, wash on a piece of bread. But he says, pasha over here, that maker, the dinner, it's going to be, pizza's going to be amotzi, even for svart. Okay? That's what comes out of that. And they'll end off. Okay, one thing that we did not talk about earlier, which sort of fits into this also, is, by the way, matzah. Matzah, the reason why, svardim, go ahead and make borei minin zonos on matzah outside of Pesach, because it's the third category of Passover v'kissin. Once again, Rav Avadi was not so into it. He didn't think it was such a good idea for even Sardin to make borei minin zonos on matzah. He always says, outside of Pesach, they should wash on a piece of bread, because it's not so pashut, because over here, if matzah is a meal-type food, which it is, therefore, it's going to be on motzi lechem min haaretz, even though technically it falls under one of the categories of Passover v'kissin. Why they don't miss. Okay, maybe the most controversial thing I'll say, and that is a back to deli roll. Deli, what is deli roll? Okay, and that's really the suffix over here. What is deli roll? Is deli roll a meal type food, or is it a snack and a dessert type food? So I'll tell you, background information I've given Sharon this many times, and I once said that I think deli roll is a meal type food. Okay, it happens to be one of the things that we serve in a meal on Shabbos, but it's dough with meat. It's a good suda, and people could have it easily as a suda, and therefore I believe it is a meal type food, and it should be have to wash and bench on deli roll and not mezonos. However, many people wanted to disagree with me, and they said it's not true. And therefore, one of the alumni decided to do an objective survey. And he sent out a survey to many, many people with a list of different foods. Asked them, are they meal-type foods or are they dessert-type foods? I have the survey in front of me. I asked him to send it again over here. And what? Number one, 94% of people said pizza is hamotzi. And in terms of deli roll, 68% of people said that deli roll is a main dish meal-type food. Exactly like what we said, and therefore I believe, still hold that deli roll would be hamotzi lechem min haaretz, and you should wash and bench if you're gonna have it during the week.
Adam, remember we're gonna order pizza for dinner tonight. Oh, we're gonna order deli roll for dinner tonight?
Who orders deli roll? No one orders deli roll. You don't get it, no restaurant that serves deli roll.
That's the haraya that it's a part of something. Nobody serves deli roll for dinner.
It's a main dish. It's a main dish. You have some bread and some deli roll for dinner. You get it for sure. It's a suda. It's not a dessert. That's for sure, dude. And a small bereka is going to be mezonos. Yeah. Ad kan for today.